Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Would you say something to your son? Now, I saw this post over the weekend, by the way. It was on Girls on a Mission. It's kind of like Maz on a Mission, only for it's Girls on a Mission. And the person who posted it said, would you stand by your son if you knew he was cheating on his girlfriend? Or would you tell her? It got a huge reaction, with many people posting their opinion. And I was surprised, by the way, at the number of mothers who said they would absolutely stand by their son and not tell his girlfriend. However, some said they would be disgusted and would absolutely tell the girlfriend, or at least encourage the son to come clean. Now, I want to get your thoughts on this tonight. Would you stand by your own son or daughter if they were cheating on their partner? Would you say something? In other words, if it was your daughter or your son that was cheating on their girlfriend, or even, let's take it a step further, they were cheating on their husband, would you say something? Would you defend them? Would you aid and abet them, maybe? Maybe they'd ask you to aid and abet them. Would you do it? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Would you stand by your son or daughter if you knew they were cheating? Audrey, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Audrey?
Hi, Niall, my new friend.
Oh, I'm your new friend now. Oh, Audrey, yes, it's you again. So, Audrey, would you stand by them?
Well, I have a 3-year-old, so I've never been in that position, but I was thinking about it for the last few minutes, and I was thinking, no, here, I definitely wouldn't approve of that behaviour. But I wouldn't be one of them mothers to get in the way and poke my nose where it's not wanted.
Well, you're not really poking your nose. I mean, it's because, I mean, I'm assuming you don't agree with cheating.
Absolutely not, no. However, I'm just thinking, right, if a woman, my partner's mother came to me and said, look, my son is cheating on you, I'd be like, bitch, you don't like me. There's something going on here. You have to have his back. Why are you telling me this? Something's weird. I wouldn't believe her. Mm. Get me? So,
right.
And my son would like resent me for doing that as well. So whose side am I on here? I don't approve of the behaviour, but whose back have I got?
Yeah, but how would you feel if, say, for example, are you married or?
No.
Okay,
no.
Partner?
Be interested now.
Have you got a partner?
Yes, I do, yeah.
All right, okay. So let's just say your partner's parents, his mother and father alive?
Huh?
Are his mother and father still with us? Are they alive?
They are, yeah.
Okay, so his mother knew that he was cheating on you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it all came out in the wash eventually. You caught him, I don't know, somehow text or something like that, right? And you felt really crap and the relationship was breaking up. And then you found out that his mother knew for the last 4 months, but said nothing, was coming around for teas and coffees and sitting chatting with you and said nothing to you.
Yeah, well, I don't understand where her loyalties lie. She's his mother.
I know, like, Audrey. I'm not with you here. Like, I'm not with you here.
No, absolutely. Like, on a woman to woman, you kind of go, like, you could have given me a heads up. But like I said, I wouldn't believe her anyway. It'd be just weird thing for her because she's supposed to have her son back. However, I did come up with this idea when I was thinking about it.
Right.
I was like, you know what? I don't deal with it with my son, right?
Yep.
When he's coming in one day, I'd say, look, I need to sit you down. I need to tell you something.
Right.
And I'd say, just to let you know, I seen your girlfriend with a guy kissing at the bus stop the other day. Are you aware of that? And make him sit with it for a few minutes and then say, no, I know you're cheating. Would you like that done on you? Go sort it. Either break up with her or tell her the truth.
Well, that's not a bad thing. Okay, so at least you give him the morning. Okay, so he listens to you and he goes, right, ma, no problem. But 3 weeks later, you see him with the mistress again and he's still with the girlfriend and pretending he's loving her. So he's not listening to you because he's thinking, Shami Ma would never snitch on me. My ma will stand by me, come hell or high water.
It's about his happiness. He's my son. Like, he's obviously not happy with the girl if he's cheating on her.
Yeah, okay. So that's obvious.
That's
yeah.
More my important topic than this poor girl.
Okay, let's go one step further. Right, so he turns around to you and he says, ma, do us a favor, give us a loan on your mobile phone. I just want to give Kathy or whatever her name is.
No, absolutely not.
Okay, I want to give her a ring and I'd be afraid if I use my own phone I'll get caught with the girlfriend.
I'd be like, here, will you just order a hooker there for me for tomorrow night, son, will you?
So you won't aid and abet?
No, absolutely not. No, because it's wrong. It's not nice. It's wrong. I wouldn't do it. But at the same time, I definitely wouldn't be that mother whose control issues are off the wall. Like, that is control.
It's not control. You have a job. No, well, hang on. You have a job. You have a child. You have a job in life.
It's not my responsibility. responsibility to let his girlfriend know what she's doing.
Absolutely,
he needs to
talk about it. No, hold on. It's your responsibility to raise a well-rounded human being.
Absolutely, but still not to tell her.
Yeah, but I mean, you should raise him better than that, and he's cheating.
But it's not my. It's not about me and how I raise my child, whether he decides to sleep with another girl while he's with one or not. That's his journey to make his own mind up.
Did you ever cheat?
I did.
Ah, see. Ah, yeah. Mother's a cheater. No.
Did you not?
No.
No, of course you didn't. Look at you, like Lily White over there.
I am Lily White.
Yeah, no.
I am Lily White. I'm going to a divorce at the moment.
Because I'm going on holidays, though.
I'm going to a divorce at the moment. It should have actually happened last month, but the COVID slowed it down.
I don't want to get too personal, but, you know, were you ripped off?
No. I wasn't cheating. No, and I haven't cheated, honestly.
Well, I have, and I know personally from my own journey that if I hadn't done that, I made a decision myself then, I just want to be careful, actually, of saying this, that I walked away because I had two choices, hurt the guy and tell him the truth, or just don't tell him and hurt him.
But if you're going to tell the guy, I mean, if you meet somebody else and you're head over heels about them, or you feel there's some sort of chemistry, which obviously means the love has gone from your own relationship, right?
Okay.
Well, then you just turn.
I agree.
Yeah, well, because, I mean, if you allow yourself to feel that way, the love has obviously gone from your own relationship, right? So then, depending on your circumstance, I suppose if there's young children involved, it also makes it very difficult.
Exactly.
But in saying that, you have a duty to go to the other person and say, listen, this is not working out. I'm seeing somebody else. I'll see you. Bye. And you go off and have your own life and I go off and have mine. You have a duty to them. You don't carry that on for a year or for 2 years or three or four.
Well, actually, loads of people do.
Oh, I know. Just,
and it doesn't come from a place of being a bad person. It comes from a place of serious, deep unhappiness and not knowing where or what to do with it. Learning the hard way. That was never got to do with that other person. It was always in the person that cheated, the unhappiness.
But I don't know how somebody can cheat for 4 or 5 years on their partner or girlfriend or boyfriend or whatever, or husband or wife, whatever it is, you know, and not let the other person obviously know, because otherwise it wouldn't be cheating if they didn't know about it.
Because they obviously have, like, the safety and the security and the stability at home, maybe a bit of help with the kids.
But that's selfish, isn't it?
But there's no passion or no chemistry.
Yeah, but that's selfish. Absolutely. Yeah, because you're using the other person then for support, but you're kind of having your wicked way with somebody else on the side. So the fantasy of the affair never works. By the way, do you know that 92% of affairs don't work after the marriage is broke down? In other words, for example, let's say, you know, you're with a husband and you go and you meet somebody else and I'm sure it's great. You're meeting in car parks or hotels or whatever it is and you're having
exciting and whatnot.
Yeah. And then eventually...
And you're the pig.
Yeah, and then eventually the relationship breaks down, you know, between you and your husband because he finds out about the person in the car parks or in the hotels or whatever it is. 92% of those relationships of those people don't work because, firstly, they've both cheated to be with each other. And secondly, it's just a fantasy. So it doesn't work. Because it's not real life.
That's a good thing as well, because I think situations like that, well, for me anyway, my own experience just showed how much stuff wasn't working and how much you weren't happy. So something has to happen for you to be able to be brave enough to make that decision to walk away. Because when you're with somebody for 18, 20 years or whatever it is, and you're not happy, but you're terrified of leaving them because you don't know what's on the other side, it's like, what do I do? And then something happens.
Yeah, I know, sorry for interrupting, but you know it's a sad statistic. It was in the Daily Mail a while ago. I don't know whether it's the same here, but I imagine we're pretty much like the British. 4 in every 5 cases or marriages or relationships after 20 years are not in love anymore. They don't love each other anymore. 4 in every 5. So
yeah, it's more like friendship, companionship.
I don't think I'd like to be in a relationship like that, where there was no fire, no passion, no... intimate, well, feck all intimacy unless it's forced. You know what I mean? It's just for the sake of it. You know, Asher, you lie down, I'll jump on top of you and be grand. You know what I mean? I just couldn't be in a relationship like that.
I think, for me anyway, it brought up loads of stuff for me. Like, where that fire, that passion, that excitement, that chemistry and stuff, should we even be looking to the other person for that anyway? Should we not be focusing on our own passions, our own, you know, what we love and what we want to do and focus on that, and maybe whatever happens, happens. Like, I think people look way too much to another person for all that stuff, and therefore it's they don't get it or it fizzles out, and then they go, oh no, this is a relationship that caused me to be unhappy. Whereas actual fact, you're just focusing on some person to make you happy, and they're never going to be able to do that.
Yeah, but there's also the idea that some other person can make you unhappy. So you can be with somebody who makes you feel, other people can make you feel insecure about yourself. They can destroy your confidence. They can emotionally upset you. Well, when you say if you allow it, when you're married to somebody and you have young children, for example, you may feel you don't have a choice, because you may feel that I don't want to destroy these children's lives. I have too much responsibility here. I have a responsibility to protect and provide. Yeah, and
no.
So what do you mean no?
I mean, then the responsibility is on you to find a way away, to find other choices.
It's very hard. It's not that easy, Audrey.
And I'm speaking from a place of experience here.
Yeah, I'm speaking from a place of experience too.
I don't want to put anybody down that's listening and saying that's ridiculous or whatever, because there is loads of people in that position, and I've been one of them people as well. And it's just, it's sad. And when you come to the point where you go, oh my God, like, actually, this is on me. I'm allowing this, or I'm fostering this stuff, and this is me. This is my choice. I'm doing this to me. Like, that's when.
But see,
when you end up in bed with somebody, and you go, "Yeah, this is it."
Here's the situation, right? And this is not gender divided, because it doesn't matter whether you're a man or a woman. There's different reasons why you can't sometimes get out of a relationship. For a woman, sometimes if there's children, she may not be able to support the children and the mortgage if the husband leaves. So
she might believe that she's not able.
Okay,
to do that.
And then also there's men who are providers. And you're not a man, and I'm not being patronising to you, but sometimes I think there's something in our DNA as men. And that's why more men take their own lives, sadly, because men feel this huge burden of responsibility in a relationship when there's children. Women feel the maternal instinct, and men feel this protecting instinct, which is to make sure that your children are provided for, to make sure they have a good home, to make sure that they have, you know, a holiday every year, to make sure their education is looked after. We have this thing that if your wife is a stay-at-home mum, for example, that you have this thing that it's your job to provide. And if you leave that, no matter how miserably unhappy you are, if you leave that, you're doing bad to your children. And that's a genuine fear for men.
And again, I think that's a belief stemmed from societal stuff over the years that's absolutely ridiculous, because no child is going to be happy if both of their parents are seriously unhappy, regardless of holidays or providing, blah, blah, blah. Like, a child is going to notice your unhappiness. A child's going to feel all that. Like, my opinion, a kid is much better off if parents separate and a mother doing whatever, and a father providing financially, maybe on one side, you know.
I would agree with you if they were knocking spots off each other. I would agree with you. There's no, are you shouting and roaring at each other every day?
No, sure.
But not every couple, not every unhappy couple do that.
I'm a single mom, and I'm here on my own with my child, and he knows when I'm off. Like, I have a partner, whatever, and you know, things, if I'm not feeling good or whatever, the child gets affected. He knows. Like, I'm playing hide and seek with him tonight. I'm doing things with him, and you know, we're watching telly and stuff. But when I'm off, that stuff doesn't happen. I'm on the phone, like, texting my friends, or, you know, my headspace is completely distracted. I'm not talking about just fighting.
So he knows when the drama is going on, yeah.
I mightn't be shouting, or I might be just texting or whatever, but he doesn't get the attention.
But I still believe that a child is better off in a family unit with two parents, provided, as I said, one is not an alcoholic or a drug addict or beating the other one up. You know, as long as they get on reasonably well, and there are a lot of couples, Audrey, that get on reasonably well but just don't love each other anymore.
So what do you think is the right thing to do? Who's the most important people in that?
The children.
I don't agree.
I think you have a responsibility to children up to a
certain
age. I think
you have a responsibility to yourself first.
I agree with you, but I think you have to balance it out. Maybe that's just me. I always felt that my family came first.
But what are you going to teach that child, Niall?
But who comes first, your family or you?
Me. Absolutely, because I can give nothing if I'm not okay.
Yeah, okay. Yes, you have to look after your mental health and all that kind of stuff. I understand.
Exactly,
that.
And that is part of mental health, Niall. Your belief system.
I know, but so you're out there, let's say there's somebody out there at the moment, okay, listen, and let's say it's a man, and he's miserably unhappy in the relationship with his wife, but he doesn't hate her, okay, he's just miserably unhappy, he doesn't love her anymore, okay, he doesn't want to be her, and he's three young...
You're blaming her straight away. No. He's just miserable, Niall.
The two of them are miserably unhappy, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so but he's listening to the show, right? And,
okay.
And, you know, he's saying to himself, I'd love to get out of this, okay? She's a stay-at-home mum, okay? And he's working. Mm-hmm. They've got a mortgage. They've got three young children under the age of 10.
Okay.
And what's more important, that he hangs on in there to to provide mm-hmm. for his children. Now, they're not killing each other. They're not fighting all the time. They're just not happy. Or should he just go? And then she's going to have to get maintenance and there's going to be problems and the kids are going to be up in a separated
there's
home.
There's going to be so much more problems if he stays.
Do you think?
Absolutely. Like, what is he teaching them children as well? Like, by staying around them knowing, like, they'll know he's unhappy. You know, I had to...
I know like, children sense these things. I absolutely... But when the home...
But when they grow up, yeah, he's going to leave.
But when the home breaks up and when mommy and daddy split up, that's going to be even worse. At a very young age, you imagine a 10-year-old who's used to daddy being in the house and mommy being in the house and having
a... You're trying to make me sad here.
I'm just saying that's what they're used to, right? In your situation is different because you're a single parent, okay? But what I'm saying is they're used to mommy and daddy being there and doing things together. They're used to the family unit. Uh-huh. And then all of a sudden, that breaks up.
Okay.
I mean... For those children, that can be hugely traumatic. It's like a grieving period. And statistics clearly say, like you look at statistics around the world in relation to crime, in relation to dropouts from colleges, in relation to dropouts in schools. There's an absolute connection between broken homes, single parent families and crime and success. There's a direct correlation. Now, don't get me wrong, by the way. There's a lot of great single parents. And being a single parent being a single parent is a circumstance. It's not your fault, you know, that you're not with your partner anymore. That's just one of those things in life, right? So it's, nobody's getting the blame. But what I'm saying is there is a direct correlation between how a child is successful in life and the family they came from. And they have noted that children, like something like 72%, or I can't remember the actual percentage, of the jail population in the United States are people who come from single parent families and broken homes, or divorced families and all that kind of stuff, right? So because they don't have two role models instead of one, it's more difficult with one. And, you know, and you're a wonderful person to do that on your own. It's really difficult to do it on your own.
But, Nan, you've said a lot of statistics, and, like, I still have to disagree with you on that. Like, seek and you shall find. Like, if you go and look at successful people around the world that have great lives, no crime, blah, 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 and study how many people of them lived
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm not having a go. I'm just saying that, you know, it's against the odds because generally, well, not generally speaking, but the majority of the time when you look at people who wind up in a bad situation, a lot of the time they do come from broken homes. A family breaking up has a detrimental effect on a child. And getting back to our original topic, which is not which is not teaching your son a good lesson. I mean, you're not really teaching your son a good lesson if you're not calling him out quick enough on something like that.
Because what am I teaching him? That if you don't get a choice in what you do, decisions make right or wrong, because your mom's going to step in no matter what age you are. Absolutely not. Like, what are you teaching him?
Okay, well, stay there for a second. Let me go to Derianne. Derianne, you're on Classic Hits. Sorry, Derianne, went off on a tangent there.
No, I like the tangent, but I want to say I like Audrey already.
Oh, right, okay.
In the States. Yeah, feisty, brilliant.
By the way,
woman.
Did Ida Woody get your hair done or your nails done today? No.
Oh, God, no.
No.
Right, okay, good.
No, I'm not going to hear anything.
Right, but so, Derianne, what would you do? I mean, Derianne, you have a son, haven't you?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so let's say he's 20 years of age and he's dating mm-hmm. a girl. Now, it's been a while since he's been 20, probably. But he's dating a girl. And
he's not that old.
Okay, but how old is he? In his 30s?
Yeah, he's in his 30s. Yeah.
Okay, all right, so he's 21, let's say, a little bit younger, and he's dating a girl for a couple of years, and you see him in the village a few times with another girl, or you see him on the phone on a regular basis to another girl, I'll kiss his smoochie. All right, so what do you do?
Well, I have to agree with Audrey. It's not a good thing for mother to interfere with sons' lives, especially when it comes to the love life. Because no matter what, sons are very, well, Irish sons are particularly close to the mother, but then they grow up and then you feel you never had them. And I would think, and there's a few things there now that the two of you were saying, and I know you went back to the statistics. I'm not changing the subject, by the way.
Okay.
But I totally reared my two kids on my own from the time they were 3 and 7. I had to work my backside off because I never got a penny. And I reared two very successful kids. Now, where's the statistics for that?
I don't, But okay, Audrey's giggling her head off in the background.
Good, yeah,
okay, yeah, but the point is that, you know, and I'm not going to go back. This was, I think it was Cambridge or Oxford University. We did have the girl on who had done the research.
Yeah, Cambridge.
Yeah, okay, but there was also stats in America, and I read them out one day, in the rates of murders, crimes, prison, occupation, all that kind of stuff. It all came back to broken homes, divorces, or single parent families, right?
Hang on.
I'm not blaming single parent families and everything before you have a go at me, right? I'm just saying it is more difficult, and you know it's more difficult, Terry.
Of course it is. Yeah. But I think in those situations, you may have to take into account the background of the parents, the background of the parents' parents, you know. I can hear, and I know Audrey would agree with me, because I know so many single mothers like myself who ended up in broken marriages and did it all on our own. Now, believe me, it was not easy, and it does pay on your mental health.
Okay, wait, can I ask you, when your marriage broke up, how old was the oldest when your marriage broke up?
Seven, my son.
So your son was seven, okay. So when he broke up, I mean, was it a bad breakup?
Yes, it was at the time. It was.
Okay, were you shouting and roaring at each other all the time?
We would have been, but it was also a very psychological abuse, shall we say.
Well, yeah, but shouting at each other, I understand that, but shouting and roaring at each other, psychological on both sides.
Hold on. What I did was, I decided I was never going to put my kids against their father, and they could have him. So when my daughter became a teenager, she turned around and said to me, "Mom, I really don't know how you ever married Dad. You're totally two different people." And she said, "I love both of you, but my God, you should never have been together." Now, to me, that's a balance. That's how you can keep your children with the love of both parents, but you don't have to love the other parent. You can't have that dysfunction going on where there's children.
Okay, but getting back to the original question. So you'd haul your son aside, and what would you say?
I'd haul him aside and I'd say, "Listen here, young lad, I don't want to get into
it. I know what you're up to.
But I think you should just, if you're not wanting to be with that person, you have to look at the reasons why, and then fairly and squarely call it a day."
And if he went, "Yeah, Ma, that's grand," and off he went.
No, I wouldn't want to know.
Okay, but if he kept doing it, what would you do?
Well, I'd have to let him go and find out the consequences of his...
Okay, so you'd never tell her?
Oh, no, I wouldn't go to the other girl and tell her, no.
So you'd just let him continue to cheat on her?
No, I'm not saying I'd let him continue. I most certainly would point out to him.
Okay, you've given me the pointing out bit already, but if he continued to do it after you pointed it out to him, because he's thinking to himself, "My ma's not going to rat on me."
Decide again and tell him, "Listen, you know, go and have a field day, but don't be hurting everybody while you're at it."
Okay, but sorry, Audrey, what did you say in relation to him continuing to do it? You'd never rat on him, no?
No, and I just have to point out your language, what you're using. You're saying you would let him. He's a grown-ass man. Like, it's not
our jobs
as mothers to allow or let him to do
But
anything.
But you are allowing it to happen, to continue.
It was not our job.
Because hang on, you're wrong, Audrey, because you can do something about it. You can tell her.
To make it a choice for him, to let him or allow him. It's like, will I let him go to college or allow him to...
No, it's not the same thing. It's not the same. No, hang on. We're talking about another human being involved.
Your language, what you're saying, if he's 20 plus, it's not...
No, I wouldn't. But I wouldn't let my son cheat.
But that's your control issue.
Well, no, that's not a control issue. When you say I wouldn't let him cheat, he can cheat all he wants. That's his business, right?
No,
but I wouldn't allow another person to be used by him like that, because they're human beings.
So you'd put your kid's partner before... Your kids, or
no? I would say it to him. Listen, I know what you're doing. I think it's grossly unfair what you're doing to that girl. She's a beautiful girl, or wonderful girl, or whatever. I think it's really unfair. And if it continues, I'm going to tell her.
No.
And if he didn't do something about it, I'd tell her.
No, it's you stepping in and taking control of the situation.
No, it's not. It's me being a good person, a good human being, and caring about other human beings.
That's
Niall.
Okay.
Niall.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah,
Niall, I have to say I agree with Audrey. If you step
hold on,
don't say that.
Okay,
step in and you go against your son,
And believe me, you will lose that son.
Okay, well, hold on for a second. Let's bring out the big guns here. Angela, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Angela?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Angela, are you listening to these two?
Oh, they haven't been in the predicament I was in.
Ah, see, girls, you haven't been in the predicament Angela was in.
No, I'm telling you. No. It's not nice when you hear the outlaws knew all along that your husband was having an affair. Not nice at all.
Right.
That's different, your husband. We're talking about teenagers.
No.
But 21, they're grown-ass adults.
For God's sake, exactly. What did you know at 21, Niall? Come on.
I knew a lot.
Come on. It doesn't matter. It's actually worse, though. It's actually worse at the age he was of 36. His mum and dad knew that he was having an affair behind my back and said nothing to me and was two-faced about everything. It's the most horrible feeling in the world.
Go, Angela.
You know, you don't know what that's like to be lied to constantly.
No, hold on a second now.
You've had your say, you let me have my say. You don't know what it's like for someone to tell you you're mental, you're paranoid, I'm not having an affair when they are.
Did they say that, Angela?
Well, hang on, one other time. Sorry, Audrey, you're trying to say something to Angela there. Go ahead.
Did the parents tell you you were mad? Did the parents make it out to be, crazy?
Oh, God, yes. He wouldn't get that involved.
That's completely different.
How is it different?
Because they're not just not telling you. They're actually doing some harm to you by making you out to be an idiot. That's a different question altogether.
Well, no, Audrey, it's part of one of the same question, really. So let's say your 21-year-old son, is cheating on his girlfriend. You've had a word with him, but he's still doing it. And the girlfriend is coming over to the house every few days with him because, you would obviously know her because it's his girlfriend. She's been with her a while. And says to you, Audrey, I have a sneaking suspicion he's up to something. Have you heard, Anton? I think he's up to something. I think he's cheating on me. Would you come clean then and tell her? Yeah, he is. Would you, Audrey?
I'd say it's nothing got to do with me, guys.
Ah, that's...
That's exactly
a cop out. That's a cop out. There you go.
Angela, that's completely different what you're talking about. That's another human being, like, mentally manipulating you and abusing you. That's completely different.
Well, he was having an affair and his parents knew about this and they decided not to tell me. That's the question. So my answer is, yes, I would.
It was up to them to make a decision whether to make an idiot out of you or not. But it wasn't their decision to tell you or not. Like, that's not their place.
Well, they lied to me. They lied to me because I said it to them. No, he wouldn't do that. No, our son, second shit comes out of his mouth. But, sun shines out of his arse. No. If your son or your daughter is doing something like that, you have an obligation to set them right.
No, hang
on. Sorry, Jerry. What are you trying to say there?
I'm saying, where's that written in stone? Who says we've got an obligation? I can tell you from rearing my kids, you do not interfere in their lives once they are reared. And I think Audrey will agree with me on that one.
Yeah, but do you not have some moral obligation to say something to another human being? If Angela is a good person and a good woman and a good wife to her husband, and his parents knew that he was cheating, and she asked, they didn't even have to come out and say it. Do you not think they have a moral obligation to say,
she shouldn't have gone near his parents. She should have gone and found out what the guy she was with was up to and deal with herself.
It wasn't a thing of I went near his parents behind his back or anything. It was a conversation that came up because he was on the phone and he said he was sick of the argument. And I said, the arguments are because I think he's having an affair.
Right, so the mother was aware.
What age was your son?
The mother was aware that he was trying to defend himself.
What age was the son?
My husband was 36.
Wasn't a child.
No, I definitely wouldn't get involved with my 36-year-old son, like Barry.
So if my 36-year-old son, right, was having an affair with your daughter-in-law, and you were sitting down, and it came up in a
the mother of your grandchildren. Sorry, yeah.
The mother of your grandchildren, and she turned around to you and said, "We're arguing a lot because I think he's seen someone else." And you knew that.
Do you know what I would say? No, let me finish. Do you know what I'd say?
let me finish. And she turned around and said, I think he's having an affair, and you know he's having an affair. Would you sit there and go, no, obviously, he's lovely. He wouldn't,
I wouldn't
do that.
Say, I wouldn't say that. I'd say you've got to find out what's going wrong in your marriage or your relationship.
Oh, my, you're blaming her now.
No, I said, the two of you have got to sort it out.
But hang on, see this idea that if somebody's having an affair, there must be something wrong in the relationship, right? All that is a justification for the cheat.
Not a justification.
It is, because there is no, absolutely no reason for it. If you don't love somebody anymore, leave them. This is what I already said at the start.
No, it doesn't. Go. Life
Go.
Isn't like that.
No, I know it. I know it's not like that. I explained that to Audrey, but I'm just saying to you, if you're going to cheat, go. Don't put the other person through it.
Niall, that's not the way it happens when people cheat.
Oh, it certainly
is. It happens because they're in situations that are unbearable. They cannot tell anybody. And then they might happen to meet somebody who is good to them, who maybe wants to listen to them. No, I'm sorry, but it doesn't happen like that. And you can ask Audrey.
No.
Why I ask Audrey, she's the expert.
Sorry, go ahead,
Angela.
I was very good to my husband. The only time we argued was when I thought he was having an affair. We went on holidays. We were still having a sexual relationship. We had everything. The only thing that I thought was wrong was that he was having an affair. We weren't arguing and screaming and fighting the whole time. Nothing. It came as much of a shock to me and relief when I knew I was wrong with everybody else going, he'd never do that. And he did. But it wasn't that I wasn't good.
Okay, sorry. Well, hang on. Audrey wants to say something there. Sorry, Audrey. Go ahead.
I'm just listening to Angela, Niall. And Angela, I feel for you. I feel, because it mustn't have been nice to go through that with your husband cheating on you and stuff like that. But it still brings it back to the same thing. You should have talked to him, or whatever happened. You couldn't talk to him. Your marriage, whatever was going on, it was awful for you, but still has absolutely zero got to do with the mother and father of him.
No,
and it's not the responsibility from being close to make any decisions for him.
But
Audrey, I totally agree. It didn't have anything to do with them until there was a conversation went on where they lied to my face.
You invited that conversation.
But I mean, Audrey, you could imagine yourself in that situation. And that situation, I'm sure, there wasn't many times. And could you imagine knowing that his parents, if it was you in that situation, knew, and you went to them and confided in them? For example, if you in Darianne's case, you know that you might be the mother of their grandchildren, and you go to them and ask them, and they deny it.
Yeah, because, right, here you go. This is why they denied it. Because that fella, obviously they overheard he was probably trying to defend himself and whatnot. They're going to be loyal to the son, and they're going to be loyal to their grandkids, hoping that they can work it out without her finding out.
So you'd be loyal to your son, even if he was wrong?
Like, hands down, yes.
I think there's a limit how far that goes.
Yes, my son comes before anybody else in this planet. And me and my beliefs and what I think is right and wrong.
Okay, good. Then, how far do you take that, Audrey? If he committed a serious crime, would you be just stand by him?
I'd cover the body for him.
What?
I'd cover up the body for him.
You'd cover up the body for him?
100%.
Would you?
Oh, my God.
Absolutely. Without a shadow of a doubt.
No, see, I wouldn't.
Yeah, because... No.
I love my children, but I would never do anything like that, no.
I told you before a story that happened to me.
Yeah, sorry, what happened, Angela? Oh, Darianne, sorry, yeah.
Yeah, no, I told you one time I had borrowed my daughter's car. She was going to college at the time, and I found this, I thought it was a painter's trouser thing in the back of the car, and it was full of blood. And I freaked, and I ran into the house, got black sacks, put everything into the black sack, and then rang her dad and said, "We got a problem."
Yes.
I'm hoping this story turns out to be something quite innocent, by the way. You're not going to admit that just somebody murdered somebody on the air.
My reaction was to cover for her. It's mother's instinct. It's parents' instinct.
No, no.
And can I just say to you,
no, I don't agree with you, girls.
I thought Angela was talking about her son. Now it transpires it's her husband.
Yeah.
That's very different than a son.
No, the point she's making is it was his parents that she spoke to. It was their son, so she went to his parents and they denied it. Yes. They stood up for him.
Yeah, but I would. You don't. You,
honestly, it's the last thing you do is get parents to interfere with anything like that. Honestly.
Okay, well, hang on all of you for a second. This is a good Al Barney, isn't it? Tina, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Tina?
Time. And
yeah. Hang on for a second. Stay there for 2 seconds there, Jan. I know you're still talking away there. Hang on, let me go to Tina. Tina, you're on Classic Kids. Go ahead.
Hi. All I can add to it really is the first time I was cheated on, I was 16 and pregnant with my first child. No one had to tell me I walked around the corner of Column.
Right, okay.
With my best friend. She was 2 months old. He tried it again, Column again, blah, blah, blah. Now, when my older kids, the one that's almost 30, the 28-year-old and the 23-year-old. When they all got to an age, I started educating them on my own life, what happened to me.
Yeah.
So I'll just give you one example of how my kids turned out. If you're open and honest with them completely. I have a son, I obviously won't say who. He was with a lady for 3 years. They broke up amicably. Then a time passed. And she invited him down for a visit, and he went down, and she asked him, have you been with anybody else? And he said he was. He told the truth. Now they were broken up.
Okay. They were on a break. So
no, oh no, they were finished.
Oh, they were finished. Okay.
They were finished. And she said, have you been with anyone else? And he told her the truth, and she was shocked by his answer.
Right.
It wasn't the answer she wanted.
No, she wanted him to be celibate. Yeah.
But it was the truth.
Yeah.
And she didn't like it, but I have brought all my kids up and I've told them time out of number. If you're with somebody and you don't want to be with them anymore, walk away, break off with them, leave their dignity intact so that they have no humiliation after the fact. And thank God my kids have listened to me. They understand because I have been hurt so much by people two-timing me. And I always found out, where parents are concerned, my parents taught me to live without them. I teach my kids how to live without me. I don't think the onus is on the parents, but I don't think it's fair either if the parents know for a long period of time. I mean, Jesus Christ, if you're their parents, get through to your fucking kids and tell, listen, have a bit of respect for either this male or female. Let them go. Because the longer you leave it fester, the more people that know. The gossip is spreading. By the time that poor man or woman find out, they look like fucking idiots.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, and half the country knows except them. Yeah.
You know, it's not fair. But dragon.
But Audrey said. Audrey said she would never tell. Yeah, but
that 36-year-old man, maybe his parents are getting on. You know, and they don't want to be involved.
Oh no, that was Angela. Yeah.
They should never have found out in the first place. It shouldn't even have happened, obviously. But
yeah.
You know, and no, I would not cover up a body for my child. If my son does a dirty, rotten crime, or my daughter, and if they get caught, do the time. I'll go and I'll visit them. And
now, Audrey, are you listening?
Like, well, you but no, I wouldn't cover up a crime for any of my kids.
Sorry, Audrey, what did you say there?
You said, now, Audrey, I don't understand what you're coming at.
Well, she said she'd never cover up a crime for her children.
No, I wouldn't. Which means now, Audrey, that's a real human being opposed to what you're doing.
I'm just saying now, Audrey, you said you would.
No, I'm not saying that I would think or approve of the behaviour or feel happy about it. But what I do is I'd have my son back regardless. Like,
I think she's watching too much love hate.
She's watching too much Love Hate. No, Audrey is not watching Love Hate, I don't think. But in saying that, I mean, Audrey, look, I mean, Tina's been there. And look, you know, you've been there too, Audrey. You've been cheated on. You know how humiliating and degrading it is to feel that way after that happens. You wouldn't want that happening to somebody else. That's the point Tina's making.
But I just want to add on to that lady saying, like, her parents, you know, taught her how to live without them. And that would be my goal. That would be, like, my parents made me very, very independent at a young age, and that has helped me a lot in my own personal journey. And that's where I'm coming from with this. Like, it's in no way, shape, or form going to value him for me to get involved. For me to have an opinion about it and feel a certain way about it is completely different. I can have a conversation with him and let him know, you know, whatever, and let him deal with the consequences himself. But I'll still be there for him and stay out of it in that kind of way.
Yes, sorry, Angela, yeah.
You see, the biggest thing about this, Audrey, is, and of course you love and adore your son. There's absolutely, I mean, wouldn't take that. But you actually said it there. You would stand by him and be there for him. But yes. I would hope you wouldn't cover for him. That's my whole thing.
I think that's a good point, by the way, that we should wrap it up on. Okay, I think the point she makes is you support them and help them and maybe help them make that decision, but you don't cover up for them.
But no, but I certainly wouldn't admit to either. I'd say, look, what you're asking me here is an awful situation to put me in. I'm not saying anything about the situation. I'm going to ask you to reflect back to your husband and talk to him, because it's got nothing to do with me. I love you, I love our grandkids, and I love my son. But it's absolutely, it's a horrible situation for you to come to me with this, and I don't want to come to me with anything like this in the future. Again, I love you, Zal, but keep me the F out of it.
Tina, is that fair enough?
Well, where my kids are concerned, if they did something, right, they did some kind of a crime or whatever, there's no way I'd cover up for them. If they were doing the dirt behind somebody's back, I would warn them. And believe me, I'd warn them, karma is
a... And if they continue to do it?
Karma will always... We'll put it this way, you do that kind of shit long enough, it is...
Okay, but I'm asking you, I'm putting you on the spot. Tina, I'm putting you on the spot. So... Let's say you had a son that was cheating, right?
Right.
And let's say they have a son, for example, or a daughter. So you've grandkids for them, right? And he was cheating on his wife or his partner, right? And you said, okay, yeah. And you went to him and you said, listen, I know what you're doing. Don't do that to the girl. If you don't love her anymore, leave her. But don't be cheating on her, right? Yeah. And he went, yeah, man, no problem, man. And 2 months later, you hear him on the phone and he's still with the mistress, right?
Yep.
Okay, and the wife comes to you and says, listen, you know, we're having a lot of problems at the moment. I think he's cheating. You haven't heard, Aunt, have you?
And you're saying, if I know?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you something, if he's fucking scummy enough as my son to go on and continue with that long after what I said to him, and I fucking advise him profusely, I wouldn't lie to her. If she asked me straight up and I knew, I would say yes.
There you go, Audrey. Tina's my kind of woman.
It doesn't mean it's right or wrong. For me personally, you don't got to deal with me.
Well, I'm sorry. If he's doing this for long term and doesn't listen to his mother, I will hang the fucker out to dry if he's earned it.
Well done. Well done,
Tina.
Why?
What's it got to do with you?
What's it got to do with me? He's my son. He is a reflection of how I reared him.
See, there's that warped belief. It's not.
It's a reflection on how I've reared him, and if he still doesn't want to listen to me,
see,
and she comes to me
that
poor broken hearted girl,
I'm going to tell her like you're a fault.
If she asks me a straight up question, I am not going to lie to her. If my
son
is making a mong out of my daughter-in-law, I will fucking tell her.
Yeah, but
and
that makes
poor girl
sense.
Get a chance
why
to
you
get
do
out
that?
Of life. Of course,
yeah,
I will.
But Tina, listen. After saying that to me, like, that would make complete sense why you would do that, because you're actually looking at his behaviour like it's some reflection on you. Like, you have some part
absolutely,
to play on his behaviour.
Absolutely, because
I'm the one
who
I don't think like that. I don't think like that.
I don't believe that.
Okay, well, hang on just for a second, because Audrey wants to say, or not Audrey, sorry. Derrianne, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I fully agree with, it's not
Audrey,
good,
I know you do,
I agree with Audrey.
Now, hold on. No, but what Tina said... You know, that if she's warned him already, she's not going to lie to the girl.
So he's going to go and do it again. Ask your mammy, let me, I can make a mong out of somebody else down the road.
Give me my minute.
Okay, yeah, go have your minute, Terry. Have your moment.
We rear our kids.
Yeah.
We give birth to them. My parents died, you know, my mother when I was a teenager, my father in my early 20s, okay? So I didn't have them, so I have to get on with it. Now, we rear our kids. We are only loaned our kids. We rear them to the best of our ability. But how they turn out isn't a reflection on me as a mother, because I know I was a great mother. And I know, okay, I mightn't have been perfect, but they become adults. They have got to be responsible for their own lives. I'm not responsible for my two children now.
But you are, and you're right, you're not responsible. So Tina is not responsible, for example, if it was her son cheating on her daughter-in-law. She's not responsible for that, but she is responsible if the daughter comes and she knows about it, to lie to her. She is responsible for that action.
No, you don't have to lie. You just say, look, I'm not going to go there. I'm not discussing it. I don't want to have anything to do with you and my son's marriage, or the other way round, by the way, and you walk away.
The truth always wins out in the end. I'm sorry, no.
Because otherwise you will end up in a situation that Angela's in, where then you find out afterwards that the cheating was happening, the in-laws all knew about it, and now you hate them all because they wouldn't tell you. Is Angela still there? Yep.
Yeah.
That's what happens. That's it.
That is what happens. And you lose everything.
You lose everything to do with that side of the family. And that's
when
not
they
nice.
Think about what they've done, will actually probably thank you for it down the road. Because
mm-hmm.
they might screw up with the next person, God help us, that they end up with.
Can I just say something?
Yeah, one more. I have to wrap it up. Go.
I had, you know, I think it was Andrew was saying, I didn't know what it was like to be accused on all the rest. Of course I do know what it was like. Mm-hmm. You know, I had a husband who is now married to somebody that, before I even was gone from the marriage home, and I still was left with nothing. Now, I've no problem with that. I got up and on and did what I did. But do you think I wanted to start dragging her parents or my husband's parents, who, well, his mother was alive? There's no way I was going to do that. I just accepted my lot in life and got on with it. And
I didn't drag
to beat them in the bum.
Marianne, I didn't drag his parents into it. He did.
No, the parents knew.
Yep.
He's
okay.
The one who dragged the parents into the conversation.
All right, listen, I have to wrap it up. Listen, I'm going into the news. Listen, thank you very much, or into the outbreak. Thank you very much indeed, Angela and Derrianne, and also Audrey for staying on as long as you did as well. I appreciate it. Thank you very much indeed, as usual.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.